The thing is, we're one. And I can prove that in the Bible, that when God created marriage and created man and then woman out of man, he says, when you go find your soulmate, you become one under him. And it's an honor to come up here and stand before you. You all should try it. Because sitting out there, looking up here, and then coming up here and looking out there, you get a different perspective. Amen. Y'all look good. You know, and I know probably the majority of you know the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've accepted him, and he's living in your heart, you know. One thing about it, it's like he's invisible. But do you believe what Jesus said? Yes. I do too. And this morning, Terry Baker, as he was up here in praise and worship, I heard like a message in tongues. And, you know, that's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, one of those gifts that he uses through people. And I feel like I got a little interpretation of that. And I felt like the Lord said through that message of tongues that, you know, it wasn't asked for interpretation, but I'm being bold and kind of stepping out and saying what came to me through that was, I'm with you. I'm in you. When I left, I didn't leave you alone as orphans. When I ascended back to heaven, I sent you my Holy Spirit. Amen. And I'm the baptizer in the Spirit. And so, if you know what I'm talking about, and I think most of us do, if you hadn't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's another gift, just like salvation is a gift that he's given. The Holy Spirit is another gift, and that is going to endue us with power to be a witness for Jesus. Yes. Everywhere we go, everywhere we are, you know. And another thing about coming up here and speaking, the Holy Spirit put in me a scripture a long time ago, which says, and the Lord don't want us to fear anything. I'm telling you, you can find that so many times. He said, fear not, through the word from Genesis to Revelation. I have not given you the spirit. Oh, I finished that little interpretation that I feel like I got from tongues. I've not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. You know. And if you get up here, you just say, Lord, use me. I might not get to what I prepared, but it's a backup, so to speak. And that's the way I prayed about this for today, that I want the Holy Spirit to be able to use me presently. I mean, and whatever he gives me, I want to speak it to our body here. And we all should have a word. I mean, I could go around and every one of us that's born again believer in the body of Christ should have a word of encouragement, a prophecy, or a psalm to encourage and lift, build up our body, you know, because that's what the word says that we're to do and what Jesus wants us to do. And because he's building a body. He's not done yet. But I like to say, we hadn't seen nothing yet. Because in my spirit and Jesus in me, I know the Lord is doing something. I think he's doing something today, you know. But it's like, okay, he's invisible. But we can see the actions in other people that know Jesus. And we see Jesus through that. But I think sometimes he's right there wanting to do something or doing something. And sometimes we're not aware and we can miss it. But I don't know about you, but I know I've been in places before and I don't see nothing, but it's like you walk into, it's like, oh. I mean, it's that anointing or that love of God that is thick. I mean, it saturates the building or the place you're in. And if you believe what Jesus said, he said, I'm with you. I'm in you. So every one of us in here, they're saved. You're supposed to have Jesus in your heart. And he said, well, two or three gathered, right? I'm in the midst. So Jesus is here. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. There's nothing that he cannot do for our needs as a body, as an individual of that body of Christ. He is the head. You know, we all are a part, whatever our part is. And he's trying to work and fit us together and function like he wants us to. And he wants the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be used through us to build up the body, to perfect the saints for our mission when we go out there in the world and for prepare us for his coming again. Yes. He's coming for a church. You know, it says without spot or wrinkle. So I see that going on. And like I say, we're not there yet. But he's working. He's working on us. But we got to participate. We're supposed to be bold wherever we go. And we're supposed to proclaim the word of God. And you know God's heart is souls. But you prove that when he came down from heaven and did what he did on the cross. And let me tell you, he suffered greatly. You know, I've grown this beard and I've thought about what the Bible says, what they did to Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who is God was God in the flesh, God incarnated as a man, 100% man. And God, he's a deity at the same time. But he laid down all his power, but he kept the deity. You know, he lived the life that we couldn't live. It's called the second Adam, where that first Adam failed. Sold our birthright to the devil, Satan, in the garden. Jesus came back as a second Adam, got all that back from our enemy. And now when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, he wants to give our authority back, that dominion back. And he does. But you got to take it. I mean, you got to say something. You got to declare it. You got to let the Holy Spirit lead you. And that's one of my biggest things I think is being I'm working on or he's working on me. Sometimes I don't do what the Holy Spirit tells me. And usually if you don't do it pretty quick, you'll talk yourself out of it or you may cause somebody to miss a blessing. Who knows? But that is one thing that I want to start doing. Every time the Holy Spirit tells me to do something, to go and do it. And which there's one thing that I haven't done that he told me a while back. And it's been a while back when Jim Howard was speaking. You know what? Can't even remember your name. Wanda, I'm sorry. It just flew away. I mean, that happens. I mean, right, that's why I took the step. No, but she gave that testimony about, She didn't want to go pray for her neighbor, but she finally did. And boy, her neighbor got healed of cancer. Yes. Well, I've got a neighbor, and I think I might have told you, lives beside of me, that he gets out there shooting a high-powered gun at 2 o'clock in the morning. And it, you know, it usually wakes you up. But he's got a race car he's working on. I mean, it goes up and down the road, and I mean, you know, which that's okay. And I was like getting kind of mad about it, but I heard the Holy Spirit say, you need to go tell him about Jesus. I hadn't done that yet. I've been going by there and waiting. Maybe I saw him outside or something. But the Lord has told me I need to do that before March or before the end of March or before we go to Render Greer's meeting up in Gatlinburg. It's probably what it led to, which I plan to do that. And that's just one example with me. But it ain't about me. You know, it's all about Jesus. You know, Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In other words, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that means to me that Jesus' body, bodily, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, he's the fullness of that. That's who Jesus is. And if I would ask you who is Jesus Christ, probably one of the things that comes to you first, maybe the Son of God. But you know, when Jesus asked Peter that, one of the disciples, who did people say I am, or who you say I am? And he stood up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus told Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, Peter, but you received a revelation from my Father. And Jesus is standing at the door of our heart and knocking. And the Father's sending a revelation because, you know, we got this doctrine of predestination going around. And I've talked to some people that think, well, it ain't no use to going out witnessing, or there's just so many people going to get saved, they're already predestined. I think we all are predestined. And God wants every single person to be saved, every soul, you know. God don't show no favoritism. And so it's part of our job now to go out and be a witness, you know. And it's a choice. So we don't know who's going to get saved or who's not going to get saved. But we're to tell everybody. And that's what I believe we're supposed to do. Jesus is a deity. He's the mirror image of God, the Father. And you know what he came and done. He got our salvation and ascended back. Well, you know, he came to earth. And this has always amazed me, the length that God went to save us. I mean, he was born of a virgin, the Virgin Mary, a little virgin girl, who agreed with the angel that she would do whatever God wanted her to do, use her body. And then, you know, he grew up as a baby, became a man. And then you know the story in the Bible. And when he started his ministry and did what he did, let him went around preaching the kingdom of God and the gospel and healing all the sick everywhere. And because he did that, they put him on a cross and killed him. He let him. And he died. He lived a life that we couldn't live. Because the first Adam that failed, that's the way sin entered everyone born from Adam's line thereafter. But Jesus wasn't born from Adam's line. No, he was the first man born of a woman that was conceived by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, by God. And therefore, he was sinless. And he was tempted in every way that we're tempted, in every temptation, because he had a body, a human body just like ours, but he did not sin. And then he went to the cross and became sin for us and paid the penalty of sin, which is death. So God says the wages of sin, everyone's sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you know, that penalty is death. So Jesus paid that penalty, paid that price on the cross. His body died. He was buried in the tomb. He rose again. And then he talked to disciples and gave them a mandate to go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples. Then he ascended back to heaven where he came from. Right? And he's coming again.
Amen. Yes.
And he wants us to be ready. Yes. And that's why we're here this morning. We're a little body of Christ here in this church. Jesus being the head shepherd, Pastor Jackson being the under shepherd. And I'm glad to be here this morning. The pastor told me I could get up here and give a word. What's on my heart. And Jackie wanted me to open up for her. You know, I told her I might get up here and out preach her. But no, I wouldn't try to do that. But anyway. Well, I thought of it. It was like the Lord was just showing me that he was here with us in the Spirit, in the personality of the Holy Spirit, or the person of the Holy Spirit, because, you know, he told us, disciples, as I leave, I'm not going to leave you like orphans. I'm going to send you my Spirit and, you know, tarry there in Jerusalem to the day of Pentecost, when, you know the story, the Holy Spirit came in like a rushing mighty wind, and he gave the Holy Spirit. Now we don't have to wait. It's been given. And like I say, it's another free gift. But I think I read all the time, there's one stipulation to get the Holy Spirit. It's he gives it to them that obey. To me, that means you got to be saved first, you know, and accepted Jesus into your heart and had that great miracle of a new birth, a new creation in Christ. And so, in that interpretation, I'll say it again. I just felt the Lord was saying to me that he's here by his Spirit. I mean, he might be invisible, but that don't matter. And he's here. He's with us. He's with us. We need to let him come out. We need to open our spiritual ears to hear what he wants to say to us and participate, you know, and speak up and to be bold. And it's like we're just beginning. We're going to see so much more in the future. You know, we are. I know we are. But it takes our continual praying, staying in the Word, letting the Holy Spirit get the Word in us, so there'll be something in there to come out when we get in certain situations. We want that river of living water to flow out. Because we come to church, you know, that week after week, Wednesday night, teaching, whatever, we're taking it in. We got to have an outlet for it to flow. Keep taking it in and give it out, you know, give it out. But let's see here. Right here, I'll show you. I prepared something, but I ain't got to it, and I don't guess I'm going to get to it. But I'll just tell you the title I put on it was, Who is Jesus Christ? Because because I think Jackie's going to do who are you and who are you in Christ. But I made me a list of names, and you probably know a few more. I was thinking the list of Jesus' names, what he's called it, which I got Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Bright and Morning Star, Rose of Sharon. He's the Alpha and the Omega, firstborn from the dead. He's the Lion of Judah, the sinless Lamb of God. He's the Almighty God, Counselor, Wonderful, Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, Jehovah, and then all Jehovah and Jireh and Nisi and all those, I don't know them all. He's the Chief Shepherd. He's head of the church body. He's the High Priest in the order of Melchizedek. He's the Son of the Most High God. He's the Savior of the world. And we want you to know, if you're not saved today, and this Jesus is for you, you can get saved. You can receive him into your heart today. And probably one of the greatest miracles God does today, you can be born again, born in the kingdom of God, and have your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. And to me, that's the most important thing you can do while you're on this earth, is to make sure your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. So when the roll's called up yonder, you're going to be there. Because I can prove that in the scripture, I think. Because Jesus, you remember, I'm about done. Jesus, one day with the disciples that he had chosen, he sent them out in twos and give them the power to heal the sick, to cast out demons, and all those miracles. And so they went out. And at the end of the day, they met back together. And boy, the disciples was just excited and said, oh, man, people got healed. Well, we cast out demons. You know, all these miracles that was happening. And Jesus gave them the power to do that. And Jesus came up and said, wait a minute, guys. He said, what you really ought to be rejoicing over is that your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. So that's what we should be concerned for our neighbors, which I think is everyone you meet, anywhere you go, could be classified as your neighbor. And I think that's the heart of God and the will of God for all of us to do. And I know he's called people, all of us, to certain different ministries, and he's give gifts to men, which is a fivefold ministry, and you know what they are. And then that he wants to use the 8 or 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit through us to build up the body of Christ. So, at this time, I will introduce and call Reverend Jackie Jones up here and hand her over to me.
Thank you, honey. Good morning. The praise and worship. God inhabits the praises of our people. And during praise and worship, it come to me that our life, we need to sell out everything about us to serve him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours. Do you really believe that? If you really believe that, you will do it. Because wherever we go, we see people that need him. I know I go to the grocery store a lot, and you see people, and they may be crying, maybe blowing their nose, whatever, you know. But they have a need. We need to be available to be that need, to pray for them, to encourage them. We need each other. We need to pray for one another. I know your prayers has gotten me through so much last year. God puts people in our lives, and we are put in other people's lives to make a difference. 2 Corinthians 2:15 came to me this morning about our lives are a Christ-like fragrance raising up to God. That is part of who we are. If we have Jesus Christ in us, there is a Christ-like fragrance going up. And people around us are either drawn to us or they're repelled because of who is in us. But it's Jesus that's in us. It's not us that they're rejecting. It's Jesus in us, the hope of glory. C.S. Lewis says, "You are never too old to set a dream, a goal, or to dream a new dream." That's what the vision is here. You know, we need to have a vision for our lives and just say, yes, Lord, my life is yours. Ezekiel 36:26 said, "I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh." God has given us a new heart when we sell out to Him. Let me tell you, I know the Lord is here. There is peace where God is. There is freedom where God is. There's no hesitation because He works through us. We have to be available to let Him use us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "We are a new creation." 2 Peter 1:5 says, "We need to intentionally train our hearts." We are fully equipped to lead the life to which God has called us. So often we say, "Well, I can't do that. Oh, don't ask me." But God wants people to say, "Yes." And in His strength, we can do all things. It's Him working through us, but it's us being available to be used. We can keep someone from having a blessing. We can keep ourselves from receiving a blessing. It works both ways. But He loves us. And Romans 5:1 says, "We have been made right in God's sight by faith. We have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. He has reconciled us, and because we have no sin blocking our relationship with Him." Sin blocks that relationship. That's why we have to be quick to repent. We fail, but yet we get back up and say, "God, I'm sorry I failed. Help me. Use me. Lord, I'm sorry, but I want to be used by You, and I want to honor You." When we are honest, we have to be honest with God because He really knows us. You know, we can't keep nothing from God. He knows us. He knows our failures. He knows our strengths, but He also knows the desires of our heart. And Galatians 3:26 says, "We are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. We belong to the household of God and other believers. I belong to you. You belong to me. You're my family. You're more a family to me than my brothers and sisters unless they receive Christ. We're going to spend eternity together." Woo! What a day that's going to be. And we're to be ready. Be ready. We receive God's promises of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ. Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established." Not maybe. They will be established. Trusting God as if everything depends on Him, but we're working as if everything depends on us. How about that, guys? We are to do something too. We're not just to sit back. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Proverbs 16:9 says, a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Let me tell you, I used to not know how to hear from the Lord. Get in the Word. Get in the Word. And that still, quiet voice, our conscience and the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, He'll say, don't do that or do this. But are you willing to do what He says? We do what He says, and we do good because that's what He's told us to do. Wherever you are, do good. So that's how you know that you're walking in His ways, is if you hear Him, and the main way of hearing Him is the Word of God and prayer. And sometimes other believers, you know, when somebody says something to you, it's like, ooh, yeah, I receive that. No, I don't receive that. If it's not of God, don't receive it. You don't have to receive everything that spoke over you. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As we face troubles, and they have been a lot of troubles this past couple years, but we are victorious. Pressures and trials, they come. We're to ask Christ to strengthen us, give us wisdom. We can walk through these things. We can be a doer of the word, not a worrier. Be confident in what you can accomplish through Him. Paul was a doer, Apostle Paul. He preached the gospel. He established churches through Asia Minor and Europe. He wrote in-depth letters, but he also had dangerous threats, nights in prison, stonings, and severe beatings, but he kept going. He wasn't stopped. Paul knew he was a steward of God's grace and gifts. He knew he was a servant that God could entrust with the secret things of God. A servant does what the master tells him. We are all servants, guys. When you get saved, we are servants. We serve one another. We must do what God tells us to do in the Bible and through His Holy Spirit. Each day, God presents us with needs and opportunities that challenge us to do what we know is right. We are to set an example for others. We are to know our talents and our abilities, that they are a gift from God, that He has entrusted us that we can give Him glory. Not our glory, but His glory. Excuse me. Try to begin each day in prayer. Randy and I have our quiet time every morning with our coffee. And just ask God and thank Him for all the good things He has done for us. We're to be a grateful people. We have so much to be thankful for. The enemy says, I'm not worthy. I can't overcome this fear. Because everywhere you look on television, what? Switch it off. Don't listen to that mess. Get in the Word. God says, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And I believe what God says. I'm not going to receive that other mess. Because God's Word's true, and it will come to pass. I have gifts and talents. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can fulfill my responsibilities. I can resolve my problems. I can overcome the hurdles I faced in Christ. That's the secret, in Christ. We have incredible things that God can do through us if we are available. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours. That is my heart's desire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours. Romans 8:16 says, for his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. Woo-hoo. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share in his glory, we must also share in his suffering. A lot of times we don't hear that. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal in us later. You know, this is for a short time. This too shall pass. That has got me through so much in everything that I have gone through, which is nothing. It's really nothing. But yet, it could have stopped me, but no. I know he is able. When you know he is able, you can get through anything. You can get through anything. Christians see the world as it is, physically decaying and spiritually infected with sin. Christians have a hope for a future glory. They look forward to a new heaven and a new earth that God has promised. And they wait for God's new order that will free the world from sickness, sin, and evil. We are just passing through. This is not our home. Our true home is with Jesus, if we have asked him in our life. Just know that whatever we go through, this too shall pass. God gives us that hope because he says that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I stick closer than a brother. We have to remind ourselves of God's word. That's why it's important to get in the word every day. Because trials and tribulations will beat you down. But God's word will build you up. That you can be victorious even going through the battle. You can be victorious. And so God will also put people in your life that you can be life to. You can speak God's word to. You can pray for them. They will be healed. He says that we will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Do you believe what God says? He says we can do it because he's inside of us. While we're waiting, we go with Christ into the world to heal people's bodies, souls, and fight the evil effects of sin in the world. Our Heavenly Father never makes promises he won't keep. God is faithful. God is true. His plan may take more time than what we expect. We want it now. God says, wait. It's during the waiting that we really come to know who he is. He is faithful. He is true. He's not a respecter of person. What he's done for me, he will do for you. What he's done for you, he'll do for me. God wants us to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours. Sail out. Receive the blessing. It is truly a blessing to say yes. Our Heavenly Father never makes promises he won't keep. His plan may take more time than what we expect, but rather acting like impatient children, we wait for God's will to unfold. We need to have confidence in God's perfect timing and wisdom. What has God told you to do? When he tells you something, that still quiet voice that says, do this or go here or go there, it's always going to be according to what his word says. It's never going to be against his word. If it is, it's not God. Maybe you, maybe the enemy, maybe other people. God has told me to do good wherever I go. Just do good. That's what he's told me. He's also told me to love people and forgive them. I haven't always done that, but I am a work in progress, and I desire to do what God says. So I am going to do it. I am doing it. Because God wants me to do it, I want to do it. Wherever we are, we bless people. Speak truth. God says that if you don't speak truth to your brother, you don't love him. Sometimes we don't want to speak truth. Randy and I, sometimes we get, we always speak truth to one another, even if we don't want to hear it, because we know that is healing and that's God's will. Everyone is going through something, and we need one another. If you don't know where to start, start by spending time in God's Word. Pray and ask God to direct and lead you, and guess what? He will. We have not because we ask not. So we ask God, help us, Lord, and he will. As God's people, we are required to defend the rights of the powerless. That's the unborn and other people that have been mistreated unfairly. Each day, we need to remind ourselves that God cares for us deeply. You know, for so long, through circumstances, I didn't feel loved. You cannot go by feelings. God says, I am loved. God says, I am his. God says that if I was the only one, he would have died for me. We are valuable. We are valuable, and we need to know our worth. Our lives are short. Live for God while you can and you have time. Only God can make you live your life worthwhile, purposeful, and meaningful. God is with us. We can never be separated from his love. He will never leave us. The God of all creation lives within me and you. Think about this. God that created all creation lives within us. How can we make him so small that we won't worship whenever the worship team's up there? Because he is worthy. He's worthy to be worshiped. He's worthy to give honor. He's worthy to give praise. He's waiting on us. We're his mouthpiece. We're his hands and feet. Wherever we go, he has gone before us. We need to have a boldness to do what he says to do. And when we do, the blessings will flow, the gifts will flow, and it will be like heaven on earth because we are there. We are there, and he's in us. We can never be separated from his love. He comforts me in trying times. He teaches me his ways. He enables me to serve him. I want to tell you about Jeremiah and Bryson, two of our grandsons. They have stayed with us almost 4 months last year while their father was in the hospital. Randy and I would read them Bible stories either every morning or every evening and spend time talking about the Bible story. And one Bible story was, Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." And Jesus, in that Bible story, also called them a treasure. And Jeremiah, he just lit up. He said, "I'm a treasure? Yes, you are a treasure. And you have gifts. And God loves you. I'm speaking this over you today. You are a treasure. God has good things for you. You will fulfill the plan that God has for you. So I just want to encourage you on that. Billy Graham said, parents try to tell children to act like grown-ups. But Jesus said, you must come to me like little children. There's power in God's word spoken over you. There's 10 things that God wants you to remember. I will give you rest. I will strengthen you. I will answer you. I believe in you. The God of all creation, He believes in us. I will bless you. I am for you. I will not fail you. I will provide for you. He will be our provider. I will be with you. I love you. There's some confession that I want y'all to repeat after me. Just like I said, you don't always receive everything that's spoken over you. If it does not agree with your spirit, put it on a shelf. If it comes true, then that could be from God. But if not, you know, you don't receive everything. But if it's God's truth, receive it. Okay. This is the first one. I'm getting better and better every day. Repeat. I will fulfill the plan that God has for me. We are walking in supernatural health. We are walking in supernatural wealth. We are walking in supernatural provision. We are walking in supernatural protection. We are walking in supernatural direction. And we are walking in supernatural wisdom. We are healed from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We are delivered from destruction and walk in divine protection. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, we condemn. Who condemns? That's right, we condemn. For this is the heritage of the Lord. And our righteousness is in Him. We are led, directed, and guided by the Holy Spirit. We hear the voice of the Lord Jesus. And a stranger's voice we do not follow. We are prospering and increasing every day. We and our children and our children's children. I am loved. I am called. I am chosen. I am rich in every way, generous on every occasion. I am anointed. I am appointed. I am equipped and enabled by the power of God that works mightily in me. We live, breathe, and serve powerfully under the shelter of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen. It has been a privilege to be here today. But you know what? God is in control, and God is on the move, and He wants people to say, yes, Lord.